But you overcame that,
mm-hmm.
and you studied. And then when did you graduate?
I graduated in 1950.
So that's after 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then you're thinking, what am I going to do with this knowledge? Where am I going to go?
Well, I come back to Oklahoma, and then before I graduated down there, I had to go ahead and take a comprehensive exam and to qualify me to graduate from optometric college, and then I had to come back to Oklahoma and then study for a state board and to be able to take the state board and pass it. And then I went to Drumright. I did, passed it. Went to Drumright for a few years, and Drumright was an old drying up oil production town. Had huge production there back through the years, but they lost their refinery, Tidewater, and they lost their refinery, and so things were going downhill a bit. So I moved to Tulsa, and been here since 1975. I've been in Tulsa.
Did you start your practice here in
mm-hmm.
your own practice? You started?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, solo. Uh huh.
Where was your office?
Well, it was in the west side, and my offices for several years in Crystal City. And then I bought a place up on South 33rd and was there for several years. And then I moved to the shopping center. Chevy Chase, I guess it is, and then I was there for about a couple of years, a year or two, and I moved down to London South, which is just at 5909 South Lewis.
Mm-hmm. In calling you an eye doctor, what type are we talking about?
John, there's two types, and of course the ophthalmologist is the surgeon. He does surgery and all kind of treatments and so forth. The optometrist does most everything else, and many times they will go ahead and pick up something and refer it to an ophthalmologist who has to do that if it's surgery, like glaucoma, and like, get your cataracts. There's other type of blepharitis and things that has to be done by an ophthalmologist. Yeah, ophthalmology and optometric.
So you then were...
I was an optometric.
Or optometrist.
Mm, yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.